This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right. Going to have a great final hour, capped off by a coach who I think sometimes coaches are too diplomatic and say things just to placate everybody and not really how they feel. But this coach said exactly what should have been said, and enough people don't do that. We ended the show yesterday with somebody doing that, Cam Hayward, when it came to Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to do the same thing today with a coach who gets something off his chest, and I absolutely love it. I want to get back into the pierogi story. Yes, there's a big pierogi story. It actually might be Pittsburgh's biggest story today. The pierogies are getting sued. We'll dive into that a little later on in the 5 o'clock hour. But we touched on this yesterday, and I did not realize, because I don't pay attention to this world. I guess it's another world. It's out of this world. I don't pay attention to this whole, I'm not in this space, which is another pun, I guess, I didn't realize. But I started to hear some stories on it today, and it kind of blew me away.
Astronaut Woody Hoberg says their next challenge will be physical, adjusting from months of microgravity to the pull of gravity here on Earth. Hoberg spent 6 months aboard the ISS in 2023.
Everybody's excited to get home. I'm sure they'll want to be with their families. It's a little just dependent on condition.
How long was it until you started to feel yourself again?
Within a week, I was feeling like being on Earth was normal again.
All right. Now Woody Hoberg is from North Allegheny, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the guy. But nonetheless, he's talking about the astronauts who made their way back yesterday, crashed into the water, the Gulf, and there were dolphins there to greet them. Then they got on a helicopter, then they got on a jet, then they made their way to Houston, and yada, 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 they're back to Earth. Now, I did not know till this morning, because again, I don't pay attention to this stuff. It's not something I'm into, space and NASA and all that. These fools went there for 8 days, and they ended up there for 200 and some? Talk about unexpected. And honestly, I started thinking about not just being in space for 200 days when you're supposed to be there for eight, but like all the logistic stuff at home. Who fed their dog? Who paid their mortgage? How did they, you know, what if they had like season tickets to a hockey team? They missed the whole season. All of that kind of stuff. That sucks. They thought they were going to be there 8 days. They were there almost a year. That's like going out and getting arrested and getting put in jail. Anyhow, back to this, though, at 866-391-1020. So, what's the end game? I didn't satisfactorily, or no one satisfactorily, answered that for me yesterday. Because I can't come to any sort of resolution. We spend, or people do, millions upon millions upon millions. It might even be billions. I don't know. Again, I don't read up much on NASA or space or any of that. I know Elon Musk sent a rocket up there or something to go grab these people after that long. Gave them a ride back home. But we spend a bunch of money to explore space. In my lifetime, and in my kids' lifetime, I'm wondering what advancements are going to be made that there's a practical application to helping our life here on Earth, if any, or if there have been any. I mean, honestly. So answer me this. Is it a big waste of time and money? Or do you look at this like, okay, there's something that we need to do? Big text here. Did you just call them fools? Yeah, lightheartedly. They went up there for 8 days, and they were there for 200 and some. Them's fools, man. If that was part of the risk, you'd catch my ass saying no way. And was it part of the risk? Did they tell them that that could happen? Did they have enough clothes? Did they have enough food? Did they have enough toothpaste? They thought they were going for 8 days. Even if you overpack, think of this. If you overpack to the max, like many people's wives do when they go on vacation, if you overpack to the max for 8 days, you still can't make that work for 200 and some. You just can't. There's no washer and dryer in the spaceship. I don't think. There might be. I don't know. I don't think so. Did they have enough toilet paper? How does that all work? I don't know. But anyway, back to it. If you really practically look at this situation, the money and time that has been spent, and now no one has unwillingly been sent to space. Everybody does it by choice. But there has been at least, right, in our lifetime, one tax dollar spent on this, I think. Or at least cleaning up disasters that have happened because of it. What has it yielded? You may be able to rattle off a laundry list and blow me away and I go, oh, okay, it's worth it then. But I don't know. Maybe I'm naive to it. I don't get it. And there are some people, and they're way smarter than me. I mean, a lot of them go to CMU, who are like way into this. They follow every move. They look at everything that's going to come next. They're way into propulsion and this and that. And I'm just not understanding how we take what happens on any of these space missions or any of these times that we go there or to another planet, whether we go to the moon, whether we go to Mars, wherever, the space station, and we bring it back home and we say, this, what we learned, makes life on Earth better or leads to some advancement here. Has that happened? And that's the part where I don't get. I don't understand. It's certainly not for fun. It's for experimental reasons. And like I heard a story today that they were able to do like 150 experiments that they didn't plan on doing. What were they? And do they make French fries, fry faster? Do they make cars build quicker? Like what do they do? And how can you apply it to our regular life? That's what I'm looking for. And if somebody could give me that, then I might say, you know what? This is all worth it. But until that happens, I just look at it with a sense of honest bewilderment. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I'm going to tell you why it's probably time for vigilante justice coming up in just a little bit. And the pierogies. Oh, yes. The pierogies are under fire. And they may even be subpoenaed. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.